water.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. I want to tell you about something we're going to do at the Get Prepared Expo. Kind of neat. We're going to have a hands-on class to teach you how to suture and staple for wounds. Now think about that. It's a two-hour class, and you can learn about how to close a wound, the wound evaluation, when to leave a wound open, how to care for a wound. And we're going to teach you how to stitch up a wound, how to staple a wound. And it's a hands-on class. 20 students only at the Get Prepared Expo. And there's a post on page one on the website, usaprepares.com, if you're interested in learning more about that. I got a challenge from the casting director of Doomsday Preppers. Interesting challenge. I got it yesterday, and she's going to be, the casting director of Doomsday Preppers is going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Here in Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center, April 6th and 7th. And so if you're interested in being on television, if you're a survivalist, a prepper, if you will, and you'd like to apply, you can come to the Get Prepared Expo. You can meet the casting director. As a matter of fact, you can even have dinner with her. The freeze-dried guy is cooking, and we're going to have dinner for about 350 of us. And if you'd like to be a guest at dinner, it's going to cost you $6. $6 for a freeze-dried guy meal. We're going to have chicken, we're going to have beef, we're going to have vegetable, and if you'd like to spend a dollar extra and make it $7 for the banquet dinner, you can have astronaut freeze-dry guy ice cream. So either $6 or $7 for dinner, and you can get your tickets on the website right now. And I suggest that you consider doing that because it's limited to about 350 people. There's going to be thousands of people at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you're going to come in with your camper, there's a charge if you'd like to hook up. It's $10 a day at the Cowan Civic Center. If you don't need the hookup, it's free. You can bring your camper for free. TV's going to be there. So we're casting for season three. And here's the challenge that the casting director of Doomsday Preppers put out to me and two of the other expo show promoters. And the idea is, all right, let's see how good you guys really are. And let's have a shootout, and let's see who actually wins the Doomsday Preppers event. So it would be probably the season finale or something like that, where the three promoters of expos, survival and preparedness expos, of which we are one, I would go head-to-head with two of the other guys, and they'd see how well we compare and how well we would survive and thrive at Doomsday Preppers. So I'm not sure if I want to do it, but the offer was made, and I've got to think a little bit about it, because here's why. I would compromise my security if I did that. And I'm not sure Mrs. Finelli's crazy about that idea. I've been asked to do it before, and somehow I got out of it. But she's coming back, and she's going to... she's going to be on the air with me. Let me check the calendar. I'll tell you exactly when. She's going to be on the air with us right here Tuesday, March 19th at 10 o'clock. So we might even take your calls. And she's also going to be on the air with us in the afternoon. I don't have the... Oh, yeah, I do. The 27th, March 27th at 3 o'clock in the afternoon broadcast, and 10 o'clock on the 19th for the GCN broadcast. Today we're going to talk about survival shelters, survival cabins, survival homes with Johnny Delirious, master survivor. Johnny Delirious has been with us at the Get Prepared Expos. He's been to, I believe, all of them. And this will be Expo number 5 for Johnny Delirious. He's going to talk about how to build your own concrete dome shelter. And how long do they last? Centuries. Imagine that. Welcome, Johnny Delirious.
Thank you a lot, Vince. I love what you're doing, and I would think twice on that challenge, too.
Well, what do you think? I mean, I would be exposing the farm to, you know, the cameras. And, you know, here's the thing. You don't really know, Johnny Delirious, exactly what they're what they're filming and what they're not filming. So,
and who's going to watch? You know, all those people out there in TV land, you know, you may not want, you know, that 1% of the population watching it. All the rest of the 99% are probably all right. But that 1%, that's the one I'm worried about.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, frankly, the cops have been called a couple times on me when I walk around in Springfield. And, you know, they're out for me. I mean, they really, some of them, not all of them, the ones that take orders, they're the ones that come out for me. But they leave empty-handed. Because they can't find a reason to arrest me.
There you go. That's the whole point.
But you know what I'm like. I mean, seriously, do I look menacing and threatening?
Nope, not at all. But see, I don't want wrong people knowing, you know, what I got inside. But fortunately, you know, I live in a monolithic dome, so you know, I don't worry about it. But it's like once they get inside, that's the only problem I'm worried about. But if they do come inside, they got to take their chances. And I mean, you know, it's going to take a while to get inside, so there's going to be a chance, you know. All I need is about a half a minute, and I'm ready for anything. So I'm glad to have you on my show, and I'm just saying that, you know, I'm looking out for you, so think twice about that. I'm glad that I'll be there at the show to tell people about the monolithic domes, and I'm excited.
Well, I know you are, and you're one of the happiest guys I've ever met, Johnny Delirious. And you live, let's talk about your home. You live in a concrete dome home, and this, class, if you think about this, if you were to take, I don't know, an orange, cut it in half, and put the flat side down and firmly attach it to the table. That's what we're talking about. Have a couple holes for windows and a door. That's what we're talking about. Right, Johnny?
Absolutely.
That shape.
So I had, you know, I took the dome building course twice at Monolithic. I sprayed concrete. I sprayed the foam. I laid rebar. I did all the stuff. And then, as it worked out, you know, the boss just said, well, why don't you just move here? You wanted me to do his PR stuff. Sometimes he just got back from Turkey last month, and I had to do a couple speeches for him that he had engaged. So all of a sudden, I just sort of moved into a dome and started helping him out with speeches because they're all out building domes. And instead of building my own dome on my own property, I just started working for them. And so that's kind of how it all evolved. And now I live, you know, since I'm on the lean side of the economy, I live in a small dome, but it's comfortable. And I've got 452 square feet. It's a 24-foot diameter dome. And, you know, I don't have to worry about painting it. I don't have to worry about the roof. I don't worry about when the hail. We had golf ball sales hail a couple of times. Everybody else in town had to fix their roof, but not me. And it doesn't matter what storm comes along. I sleep very well. That's one of the reasons why I'm happy. I get enough sleep.
Hey, Johnny, let's talk about this. Now, you've got, there's one door to enter your home, right? A steel door?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. So, and then you've got window, You've got traditional windows, right?
Yep. Okay. I got two windows.
And,
well, let's see. I guess, okay, I've got one traditional window in front because that's by the fire code. They, you know, at least in the state of Texas, and every state has all these codes, and they want, you know, the door and another area or another place the size of a body to get out because that's the fire code.
Mm-hmm.
So I have, mm-hmm. you know, one regular window. But then I've got in the other parts little portholes that I open up. There, it's kind of like a little dome covering on these portholes. So they give you a way, and I've got another regular window in the back where I have my air conditioning. But other than that, you know, you can't get in the dome. You can't get in the dome. You'd have to barrage your way. You know, some people say, well, I want to put a safe in the dome. Well, that's good. But if you put a steel door on the dome and you have, you know, bulletproof glass, you're living in a safe. I mean, you are actually living in a safe. I mean, if it were me and I put on the door frame, because that's what we do, we build domes, and you can, you know, put it in the doors any way you want. If you put angle iron on that door frame, they're not going to just kick it in. So, you know, I'm very secure about all that. I feel really good. And yet, I look just like any other monolithic dome. Nothing special.
Johnny, you know, I wish I had known more about this before I built our home. We built a stone home because we wanted the strength of stone, and it's a really thick stone wall, and we use foam insulation. But the construction for our farmhouse, but the construction of your monolithic dome home. Let's start with the pad. Let's talk about building the pad, and let's talk about how we put the concrete, build the dome on top of that, and how it's all tied together. And then let's talk about the heating of it, and let's talk about how long it would last, and let's talk about the maintenance. So let's start with the pad. So what, we get a level surface, right? We find a spot that's level, and we build our pad, right? And let's talk about what goes into the pad.
Well, it's a foundation just like any other home. In this case, it's round, you know, according to your plans to, you know, have your conduit set in place while you're laying your rebar on the clay, you know, because you cleared out the area for your foundation. And once you run your rebar up into the separate rooms, you know, how many bathrooms you're going to have, because he builds them all size.
Hey, Johnny, hold that thought. Johnny, hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back. Johnny Delirious, monolithic.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in 6 heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I can't believe it. I just picked up a copy of the exhibitors and the instructors that are going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Let me just read a couple of these. Genesis Communications is going to be there. That's Lee Wickenhauser. So if you'd like to talk to him, and you can have dinner with all these instructors. They're all going to be at the banquet dinner Saturday, April 6th at the Get Prepared Expo. And the cost is going to be $6 or $7 if you want ice cream with dinner. So $7 with ice cream for the banquet dinner. The cost of the expo, $15. So who's going to be there? Genesis Communications, the freeze-dried guy, Roy Birdsong, Choose Your Own Wireless, Big Country 99, I broadcast on Big Country 99 in the mornings, Missouri Storm Shelters, the International Forecaster, Dr. Julie Panic, Dr. Joel Wallach, Bob Gaskin, John Moore, Frank Underhill, Doomsday Preppers, American Energy Backup is going to be there. Len Pence, Gardening Revolution. Dr. David Pruitt, he's an emergency room doctor. Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy, they're going to be teaching a suturing class. Mike Ma. Mike Ma's coming up, and he's going to talk about how to survive a gunfight and how to negotiate for your life. Marjorie Wildcraft's going to be with us. She's on Doomsday Prepper. She's one of their experts. Missouri Sun Solar is going to be there. Julius Shopik, Honest Medicine. Monolithic Cabins, that's Johnny Delirious. He's on with us right now. The Free Lakota Bank, Eddie Allen, is going to be with us, and Kevin Robertson. He's probably the only guy that's employed. He's a banker, but he's probably an owner of the bank, so that's why he's with us. Beekeepers Association of the Ozark Global Incident Map. We're going to give away $200,000 worth of global incident maps at the Get Prepared Expo. 1,000 copies. It's worth $200 a copy. Roughly. Milo Carter is going to be with us. Synergistic Nutrition. You've heard Stephen Huer on this broadcast, and he advertises One World Way. We're going to have, you want to buy a farm? We're going to have farms for sale. 20 acre, 30, 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120 acre, 240 acre farms. We're going to talk about how to drill wells with Casey Mustin. John Dollarhite's going to be there. He's pretty famous. Judy Dollarhite. What happened to them? The feds came after them for raising rabbits. They were facing millions of dollars in fines. They're friends of USA Preparers. They're going to be there. Joel Johnson's going to be there. Kodiak Survival Gear, How to Live Off Junk, Bill Whaley, Down to Earth Food, Tony Pache. That's like a quarter of the list. I'm not kidding. Johnny Delirious, let's talk about the foundation. Okay, so we build this round foundation. How thick is it?
Well, now, we build domes, you know, large as a Super Bowl and as small as just 10 feet in diameter. So it really depends on, you know, the size of the dome you're going to build. So it's like most, you know, if you're talking about, you know, 100 to 1,000 square feet or whatever for your home dome, you know, it's going to be about the same thickness as a normal, you know, housing foundation. And basically, once you lay in your rebar and the actual conduit for your electric and plumbing, depending on your plan, that's all in place, and you pour your concrete just like a normal foundation. Then on the foundation itself, it's round, and of course you have a round form that you attach to the foundation and blow up like a balloon. We have a little trap door that keeps positive pressure, and you work on the inside. So you go through the little trap door, bring your sprayer on the inside, you spray your foam. Then on the foam, you mount the rebar. And the rebar is mounted. Once the foam is up, the rebar is hanging on the foam. Then we spray our shotcrete. And, of course, that's concrete. And, you know, two or three or four or five, six coats, depending on how big your dome is layered out. And that's what forms your wall. And, of course, that's bonded and attached to the concrete foundation. So, you know, once that sheetrock is already done, it's all one piece. So, you know, hence the name, monolithic. It's all one piece. And so the form stays, the foam stays, it's all part of all one piece. And that's why that the monolithic domes are micro energy users. You don't hardly need anything to heat them in the winter or cool them in the summer. It only uses one quarter of the conventional, usage as if you were to compare it with the same size as a conventional house.
Johnny Delirious is with us. And, hey, Johnny, when we come back, maybe you could describe on the other side of this commercial break exactly what your heating and cooling system consists of. I think that'd be an interesting discussion. Johnny Delirious, monolithic.com, monolithic.com. Link on the website, page one.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I always have fun when I'm on the broadcast with Johnny Delirious. He's a real hoot. Class, if you'd like, haven't done this in a while, if you'd like complimentary passes to the Get Prepared Expo, just send us an email at usapreparers.com. Just go to the website, the contact tab, and send us an email and just say, free passes, please. We'll send you a weekend pass or two for the Get Prepared Expo. And just say GCN Hour number 2. And we'll send them to you. We'll send a couple a day, maybe three a day. This is not a money-making proposition for us. It's just something that we do as a service to the community. And Johnny Delirious, you heard the announcer say that it's the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Do you think that's an outrageous claim?
No, I don't. you know, I do survival and prepper shows all over for my boss, and I, you know, he has me do his PR and boosts and speeches and everything like that, and I've gone to many of them, and I think yours is the absolute best, mainly because it's so, you know, it's such a symbiotic environment where, you know, the vendors as well as the attendees, everybody benefits. And I think that's a plus because today it's, you know, the Darwinian, whole theory of survival of the fittest, that's really a primitive notion. It's really cooperation. It's not a red ocean anymore to survive. It's a blue ocean. It's by cooperation. And that's what you have at the Prepared Expo. I love your show.
Well, you're absolutely right about the cooperation, and that's something that we teach. We talk about community, and without community, we're toast. I mean, it's frankly, you know, if I were to talk about some of the most important things we do, and that is building community, and we teach that at every one of our meetups every Monday night. So, Johnny, you live in Texas. You live in a monolithic dome. You live in one of these concrete dome shelters. Let's talk about, you know, the climate in Texas. How do you heat your home?
Well, on the cold days, I turn on my heater, and it's a small, tiny little box. I mean, it's about, I'd say it's about 4 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches. It's the kind of little heater that secretaries put under their desk to keep their legs warm. You can buy it for about $15 at Walmart. And Sunbeam makes all kinds of brands make them. There's these little bitty things. I use one for my whole dome, and it's 452 square feet. And I just use one little heater for my dome. Now, if it's below 20 outside, I will turn it on high. and I will put it in my bedroom. But if it's not, you know, under 20, if it's just 30s or 40s, I may just leave it out in the front room where, you know, where I'm watching TV and just go to bed and just leave it on just regular and just, you know, not any. So that's all I use. And when I originally said that monolithic domes are a micro energy user, I mean just that because that's all I use to heat with. Now, Texas summers are hot. They're, you know, in the hundreds, and that's no question about it. And I have one air conditioner. It's a 5,000 BTU air conditioner that I paid $92 for. And I've got that, you know, in my bedroom, obviously. But if it's hot out in the summer, I turn it on high, and my dome is cool. You see, with the thick concrete walls and the foam protecting on the outside, you're so insulated from the elements or any rapid change in the environment because you're tied to the ground. We remember that foundation was in the ground, that concrete is attached to the foundation, it's in the walls, it's the whole dome. So, you know, you're not going to have these big sways when the weather changes of temperature on the inside of your dome. It's going to stay, you know, even with no air conditioning, it's 100 degrees outside. My dome is about 88 degrees. That's when it's 100 degrees outside. Now, if it gets over 100, 105, 110, then it's going to rise. It's approximately 10 degrees cooler on the inside of the dome if I don't heat at all, if I don't cool at all. I mean, if it's, you know, because the ambient temperature of the ground is like around 65 degrees. So in the winter, it's going to be pretty close to that. If it's cold outside with no heating at all, it's going to be 50 if it's below, you know, 40 degrees. If it's hot in the summer, 100 degrees outside, it's going to be 88 on the inside. Now, I've done this through two summers. So last summer, you know, we had 105 degrees. Well, I was about 90 to 92 degrees when I didn't have my air conditioner on. Turn my air conditioner on. I don't have to turn it on high to cool it down. All I need is down to about, you know, 80 or 78 degrees in the summer. That's cool enough for me. So it is a micro-energy user. My, you know, my energy bill is less than $50 a month.
less than $50 a month. That's absolutely awesome. So, well, we have foam insulation at the farmhouse, and it's stone farmhouse, as I mentioned, and we have closed cell foam, and I'm sure that's what you've got. And our heating bill, or in the winter, in the coldest part of the winter, is probably $80-something, $84, $86 a month. So, yeah, you can do it, and insulation is the key, at least in my opinion. So, Johnny, what about the maintenance of this dome? What do you have to do on a routine basis?
Well, I guess the biggest maintenance I do is keep it clean, because, you know me, I'm a master survivor. I don't believe in bug spray or anything. So, but I clean out, you know, every week or so, I clean the whole place out and wipe up the dead bugs or whatever, because it seems one room. I don't know why. They just die when they come in my dome. It's just, you know, maybe it's, they know I don't like them, but I don't use bug spray. And so I have to clean all that stuff up. So that's the biggest maintenance. There is no, you know, as far as the outside coating, we have as a permanent stucco, we use kind of an epoxy composite material. It's like it's almost like a concrete type mix, like you know, but it's epoxy, you know, because concrete stucco will crack. Concrete does crack after a period of time, so we use an epoxy stucco. Otherwise, if we don't use any covering at all, it's just the form. We still got forms on our domes that last over 30 years because we've been building domes for more than 30 years. So the form itself is a tough material that, you know, will not, unless there's flying debris like in a tornado, it will stay protected and protect that foam on the outside. The foam's on the outside. The concrete wall is that way on the inside. So on the inside, you don't have any outgas. And as you know, I'm a, you know, health professional, and that's one reason why I'm so happy, because I can be healthiest in a monolithic dome.
Johnny, we've got a caller on who would love to talk to you. You'd like to talk to Johnny Delirious? Your name is Blue?
Yes. Hi, Johnny. Question for you. Hey, have you guys dabbled into the hempcrete that they are producing in Europe and in Canada?
I'm not sure what the question is. Help us understand what your question is.
Talking about, yeah, there's all types of hemp products, whether it's for the health and whether it's for building materials. And there's also hempcrete, where it's a type of composite material made from hemp debris. It's similar to concrete, and it's very tough. And yeah, we have looked at that, but of course, right now we have several sources. You know, and right now we're only talking about monolithic domes. Now we haven't talked about echo shells. And echo shells use just shotcrete. You know, we use styrofoam BBs in the concrete on the outside, so you can build those domes, you know, for my same square footage of home, you can build those domes for less than $10,000. If you want to go monolithic with the foam on the outside, it costs a little more, about $25,000. But the hempcrete is still in the infancy stage, but we do know about it, and we're very well aware of it. I think there is a real future. You know, if they legalize hemp in all 50 states, we will not have an economic problem. Let's just be clear about it, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, Dennis Rodman is a good diplomat. I'm just saying that they know by the numbers, and that's why Colorado and Washington State have made it non-criminalized. They know that they can collect enough taxes on hemp to pay for any deficit. So, you know,
well, there's a difference between hemp and marijuana. In fact, there's bills introduced, and they're really pushing for it in North Carolina, for hemp as being just because the THC has essentially been removed from the product.
I understand. But, I mean, it's all a complete circle. I mean, there's hemp and there's marijuana, but I mean, you know, those two are linked together by genetics, okay? So it's like, you know, but yeah, it's still in its infancy stage, and Hemp Creek is great stuff, no question about it.
Yeah, apparently it's much more flexible than concrete. So if there is an earthquake, it will actually sway or concrete will crack. And that was one of the reasons I had called to ask, is whether or not you guys had dabbled in that.
Great, great question, because we have had monolithic domes in earthquakes. They stay in one piece. They, you know, they're all sound because we have rebar. We have steel rebar. We have basalt rebar. We have several types of rebar, fiberglass rebar. Anyway, no matter what rebar we use, the monolithic domes stay in one piece. And during earthquakes, monolithic domes have actually fallen into the fault line, and they still in one piece. And we have had situations where people salvage their domes, and they pull them back out, and they stay in one piece. And there you have it. I mean, monolithic is, you know, all one piece. That hence the name, monolithic.
Johnny Delirious, thanks for bringing that point up, because that was one of the questions that I had. Johnny Delirious, USAPreparedness.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. voting. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just heard a commercial I've never heard before on this on this broadcast. I'm gonna give the CEO a call. I want to talk to him or her. I just want to let you know we've got a security protection company that's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and they're going to be selling some used equipment. What? Night vision, body armor, night cameras. Some pretty interesting stuff. Stuff that the agencies use. So we'll have that at the Get Prepared Expo. We've got a realtor who's going to be telling us about farms that are for sale in the Ozark Mountains. 20-acre, 40-acre, 60-acre, 100, 200, and so forth, acres. And I was just doing a quick calculation. You know, if you bought a 20-acre farmette, it might cost about $40,000 here in the Ozark Mountains. And then if you got one of Johnny Delirious's monolithic domes for $25,000 and you put a well in for $10,000, you've got $75,000 into your farmette. And you've got, would you say, a bullet-resistant home?
Absolutely. You know, that's...
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, you know, I'm happy for a reason because, you know, if you know what hits the, you know what, I just go in my dome because whether it's a storm, a fight, or, you know, my monolithic dome, just like all the monolithic domes, is bulletproof. And mm-hmm. I don't worry about that. Of course, I get away from the windows. Of course, you could have a bulletproof window, I admit. I just, like I said, I'm on the lean side of economy, so what I would do is I'd get away from my windows, and I'd be safe. I'd be totally safe. We have on the monolithic.com website, we have some tests with pistols and a .30-06 jacketed bullet. I don't know enough about guns to even talk about it, but all I'm saying is the videos are there. The bullets do not penetrate. And you're totally safe in a monolithic dome. That's one reason why I sleep so well. When you know that nothing's going to hurt you, you sleep. You know, it's home sweet home.
Johnny, you were talking about flying debris from, let's say, the Joplin tornado that we had here in Missouri. Now, if a house comes apart and 2x4s, 2x6s, and 2x8s are flying, you know, through the air, what would be the impact if it did not hit your window? Okay, what would be the impact? What would happen if a 2x4, 2x6 flying through the air at, I don't know, 75 miles an hour hit the side of your home or the top of your home?
It would do absolutely nothing. That's one of the things I want to go over in my class when I'm up there at USA Preparers Expo. I want to show this documentary that I've been working with a Hollywood producer called The Safest House. We go through all the different scenarios that, you know, homes can be exposed to and are continually exposed to, and yet people, you know, continue to build these homes, you know, they're really cardboard boxes, but they're disguised as homes. And then when Mother Nature comes along with a tornado, there's flying debris. Of course, there's no hope. I mean, everything is gone with a tornado or a fire or earthquake or termites or whatever. It's like these homes that we've been building for the last, they're the same for the last 200 years. We want to move into the 21st century technology today, and monolithic homes are definitely that way because you can resist all these threats of Mother Nature and be safe, and threats from thugs that, you know, my pet peeve, thugs, you know, bullets and flying debris. The only thing that I would tend to worry about is if one of the big utility poles, whether it's a big telephone pole or a big metal utility pole, if those go flying around at, you know, 70, 80, 100 miles an hour and they hit the dome head on, they might, you know, they for sure would knock a window out. If they hit your door, that might, you know, barricade your door. And that's the only reason why that the FEMA rates monolithic domes as near disaster proof.
Johnny Delirious, thanks so much for being with us. It's been an absolute blast. I just posted the Safest House video, page one, usapreparers.com if you want to watch it. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.